Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the show today is Ken Goldstein. He's an economist at the Conference Board. And Ken, last time we had you on the show, it was last July. We'd asked you about the state of the economy. There was a lot of uncertainty surrounding what was going to take place once the Federal Reserve had ended QE. And you had said that the economy is in stronger footing at that point in time with the expected end of QE than in prior QEs, and that we shouldn't expect to see it have nearly the amount of effect. And we did see that. We saw the economy pick up. It accelerated, as you had said at the time. And now at this point, it looks like, you know, we are seeing some bumps. So I kind of want to get your perspective once again on the state of the economy and these big trends that we're seeing. So what is the Conference Board's outlook and data? What are we seeing now with the state of the U.S. economy?
Well, let me start with the mea culpa, because I certainly didn't think that we were going to see, you know, $2 a gallon gasoline. I don't know that there were too many others, but I certainly didn't see that. And certainly, you know, when you get lower gas prices, that has the same impact, if you like, as a tax cut. So that put more money into the pockets of consumers just as we were heading into the holiday season. That, along with sustained, relatively strong job growth, more than 200,000 jobs a month, put consumers in a good holiday mood, if you like. The one piece that was missing is missing. Is a pickup in wage growth. But I think that what's going on, certainly the numbers that we look at were telling us back in the summer that this economy was continuing to gather momentum. And part of that is, you know, the absence of headwinds and the presence of tailwinds. In other words, housing, which had been a struggle against the economy for so long, turned into a little bit of a tailwind instead of being a strong headwind. And so all of this put the economy in better position going into the second half of 2014. Here we are in the first half of 2015. And if anything, the economy is in better shape today than it was 6 months ago. So much so that this continued move in the labor market, bringing the unemployment rate down to 5.6%. I certainly didn't think back in the summer we would be much below 6%. So that's a second mea culpa. But here we are with an unemployment rate already down to 5.6%. That means that the economy and the labor market have tightened enough so that the last shoe to hit the floor is certainly going to be wage growth sooner rather than later, sometime here in the first half of 2015, giving us a further boost to both consumer confidence and to consumer spending, and giving us, and here's the key here, 2015 a better year than 2014. The caveat is that 2015, a better year than 2016.
So slowdown, or let's say a moderation of growth expected to take place in 2016. That's what you're telling me.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.